Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast today. It is Monday, the 19th of April. Glad you clicked on with me for a little while. I'm Joanne, and I just welcome you to a few short minutes of spending some time in the Word of God and actually hearing some pretty important things that I believe just where we are in the church and what we're going through in our nation, maybe in our churches, maybe in our families. And it has to do with recognizing Jesus, recognizing the way that God is working and how he will often break out of the boxes that we put him in. So I've got a few passages of scripture we're going to look at today. I just had this sense, especially after I was awakened in the early morning hours and Jesus spoke to me these words, "Pray they know that it's me." It's like, wow, because I kind of felt like it had to do with my church. But then I also see so much of the chaos going on in the world. And it's so easy to be fearful and not recognize that that may actually be God working. So that's what we're going to dive into. I'm going to start out with prayer. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the way that you work. You've revealed your acts to the children of Israel, but you revealed your ways to Moses. Father, we want to be like Moses. We want to understand your ways. We want to have our spiritual eyes opened and to be able to clearly see you and to understand you. I thank you, Father, that you reveal these things to those who hunger and thirst for it. Yeah, you don't withhold anything. So we just give you praise today in all of your majesty and all of your wisdom. And all of your mystery, your surprises to us, and the way that you come, Lord, that you do a new thing. And we bless that, God. We bless what you're doing. We don't oppose it. In Jesus' name, amen. So, let's look first at the passage of scripture where Jesus comes to his disciples and he is walking on the sea. You know, he made them get into the boat. And then he went up to the mountain to pray, and he came to them during the fourth watch of the night, which is between 3 and 6 a.m. It says they saw him walking on the sea. This is Matthew 14, verse 26. They were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be encouraged, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." So I'm just feeling the Lord on this, and I give you praise, God. Here we have Jesus doing something that has never been done before. And he comes in a way that the disciples were not used to seeing him. I mean, when you see something you've never seen before, you don't have a grid for that in your brain. And so your mind is trying to process what you're seeing and trying to give it a definition, maybe pull from a past experience. And if you've never experienced that before, and it's something totally new and it looks terrible, maybe the situation, the storm all around it, it's like, oh gosh, you know, what am I seeing? Your brain's trying to process it. But Jesus wants you to know it's him. And I was trying to come up with words today about what I was sensing, especially in our nation. It's like if you see this mountain of rubble and junk and it's actually moving towards you, you're going, oh, this is terrible. You know, I've got to get out of the way. But maybe what we don't see is what's behind that mountain. That's my mega boom. What we don't see is behind that mountain is a bulldozer that is pushing it out of the way. And who's driving it, that piece of machinery? It's Jesus. Sometimes we don't recognize that the things that are coming at us, that's God, okay? And we'll look into that, especially in you know, the passage in 2 Chronicles 20, when this great army came against Jehoshaphat, and they were scared, and they fasted, and they sought the Lord. And if we could see this from God's perspective, that this huge army attack that came against the people of God, it wasn't to take out the people of God. It was so the people of God could take the enemy out. I mean, the whole battle came so that Israel could have a victory over the enemy and take territory for the kingdom of God. And how often do we look at negativity? How often do we look at challenges or battles the way that God does and the way that God sees us? That he's actually presenting us an opportunity for victory. He's presenting us an opportunity for a win, for greater freedom, for greater deliverance, for greater conquering. Man, if we would just see our battles and attacks that way. But it's an opportunity for the people of God to exercise the power that has been given to us, the authority in Jesus' name. Lord asked me a question a couple of weeks ago. What do you believe about yourself? You know, because we can get in a funk sometimes where all we're seeing is the negative, and he has to draw us out of that. So what do you know to be true about yourself? And that's a really good challenge for anyone right now, to get out a piece of paper and ask yourself, what do I believe about myself? What do I know to be true from the Word of God? Because anything that we're believing about ourselves that is contrary to what God has spoken, tell you what, we need to believe and know that God's word is true. And when we write these things out and then we speak these things out loud, you will experience a shift in your atmosphere. So I'm just going to read to you some of what I wrote. I'm loved by God. Tell you what, I'm just going to include you in this, okay? We are loved by God. We're protected. We're valued. We're chosen. We're defended. We're provided for. We're filled with the Spirit. We're forgiven, justified, glorified, treasured, sanctified. We've been entrusted with some things. That's huge. God has entrusted us. He trusts us with things of the kingdom. We've been equipped, qualified. He has made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. We're the elect, his ecclesia. Intercessors. He's given us authority. We've been sent. And Jesus said, I send you just as the Father has sent me. We're prophetic. We've got a river of life flowing out of our innermost being. It says in the Old Testament, we are for signs and wonders. We deal with wickedness. We destroy lies. We take captive every thought. We pull down arguments and strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So we destroy lies. We are ministers of truth, ministers of reconciliation. Our worship releases the fire of the Holy Spirit. It's powerful. We've been baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. We've been healed. We've been given spiritual gifts. We're wives and husbands. We're fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers. Some of us are word nerds. We've been made victorious through Christ Jesus. We've been filled with joy. I mean, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. If we look at who we are and how God sees us, that he himself, we are his temple. He has loved us so much that he has filled us with himself. And so that when a battle or something unknown comes against us, even if it's a negative, it is so that we can be victorious over it. And so the disciples, here they are looking at something that they think is a negative and they don't realize, hey, that's God. And I've got this thing, you know, whenever I write and do things, I highlight, sometimes I circle. Lately, I've been drawing boxes. Okay, I don't know what is up with the boxes, because I've been doing a lot of, you know, personal writing, digging deep into some things, and I just find that I'm making all these boxes around certain words. And God wants you to know that he does things in a new way. He comes to us in a new way because he is breaking out of the boxes that we have created for him. Because sometimes we limit God to our past experiences of him and what we know to be true about him. But when he wants to do a new thing, he's breaking out of the box. He will shatter our boxes. In fact, if he is confined to our boxes, that means that we are God. and he is not. He will not be confined to our preconceived notions about him. So oftentimes he has to break out of the boxes we have placed him in to show that he is still God, okay? And he wants to do things in a new way. He wants to come in a new way and do a new thing. And we want our spiritual perception to be sharpened so that we can recognize when he comes in a new way and what he's doing. Oh man, I love this. I turned to Isaiah 58 today, where it talks about fasting that pleases God. And there are some perks in the kingdom of God. There are some benefits from fasting. It says in verse 8 of Isaiah 58, "Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth quickly." So light speaks of revelation, understanding. If you go on down to verse 10, it says, "Then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday." See, sometimes we're in this dark mode where we can't see and understand, like the disciples were when Jesus came walking to them on the water. They didn't have understanding of that. They needed the light and the revelation of God to see that that was Jesus coming to them. So sometimes spiritual darkness doesn't have to be sin. It can just be areas where we don't understand. We haven't received the light of his revelation. And fasting promises that we will receive an increase of light and revelation. Our spiritual senses will be sharpened when we fast. I love the prayer in Ephesians 1. It's verses 17 and 18, where Paul prayed that the Lord God, the Father of glory, would give you a spirit of wisdom and understanding, or wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of God, by having the eyes of your understanding enlightened, that you may know. Dot, dot, dot. Okay. So God is all about keeping us in the loop. Okay, there are times that he does hide things from us, but he does love to share wisdom, light, understanding, revelation with his people. But he gives it to those who are hungry for it. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." How hungry are you to know the mysteries and the secrets of God? Wow, I just love this. So I want to look at one other passage of scripture. And this is found in Acts chapter 9. And this is when Saul was on the road to Damascus. You know the story. Saul was arresting Christians, murder against the disciples. He was persecuting the church, and he was in spiritual darkness because he actually thought he was doing the right thing. So he's on the way to Damascus with letters to arrest the saints there when he has a radical encounter. Oh, Jesus Christ. And I love radical encounters with Jesus Christ. You know, it's a good thing to pray for people who are in spiritual darkness and understanding. He was. But here, all of a sudden, he gets knocked off his high horse. Okay, he gets knocked to the ground. He tells this about himself also in Acts 22 and Acts 26. It's really good to compare this because it says that the light shone all around them, and that all of the men with him were knocked to the ground, but only Saul heard the voice of the Lord. And he heard Jesus, but he didn't know it was him. Okay. And Jesus said to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And if you look at the account in Acts chapter 26, Paul includes these words, where traditionally, you know, the translations say, "Isn't it hard for you to kick against the goads?" And what that means is when you would team up some oxen to pull heavy equipment or farm equipment, and they would kick against the apparatus, there would be some metal spikes to hit their legs to keep them from kicking it. So the goads would actually keep them moving forward, okay? Because it's hard to kick against the goads. It hurts. But if you look at that question that Jesus asked Paul, in the New Living Translation, it goes like this: "Saul, Saul, Why are you persecuting me? It is useless for you to fight against my will. Wow. How often have we fought against the will of the Lord? And it's useless, okay? We need that radical encounter with Jesus. We need that light and that revelation so that we can see how God is moving and how he's working in our lives. So all the men, they saw the light. Saul heard the voice, and the Lord told him to get up and to go search out a man in the city, and he would be told what to do. But when he got up, he was blinded by the light. Couldn't see, had to be led by hand. He fasted 3 days, and then God spoke to one of his children, Ananias, to go pray for Paul, lay his hands upon him so that he may recover his sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it says whenever he prayed for Saul that something like scales fell off of his eyes and then he could see. And you know, I believe that this is what God wants to do for us. He wants scales to be taken off of our eyes so that we can know it's him. That, you know, whatever it is that we're seeing that is negative or that we don't understand or anything that we feel like we're in darkness and we're just not getting the light breaking through, God wants us to know. He wants the scales removed from our eyes so that we can see it's him and how he's moving, what he's doing, because he's doing a brand new thing. Okay. So he loves us so much. Man, if we would just hunger and thirst for that spiritual understanding, not kick against the goads. There's one other passage of scripture where, you know, the Pharisees were opposing the early church and the wisdom of Gamaliel. And I haven't looked this one up, but it keeps coming to mind, you know, where one of the religious leaders, he says, be careful what you do with these believers, because if it's of God, you won't be able to stop it. And you may even be found to be fighting against God. We don't want to be found fighting and opposing God, okay? We want to be partnering with him, working with him, and part of what he's doing, because anything that God does that is new, it is so exciting. So Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your truth. We thank you, Jesus, that you want us to have the spiritual understanding to know that it's you when you're doing something new, when you're coming in a new way. We thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for revelation, light, and understanding. And Father, we hunger and thirst for that. So would you fill us? Would you fill each one listening to this today? And Father, any areas of spiritual darkness or where they just don't understand, Father, we pray for that light to break through their darkness like the morning sun. And Jesus, we love the way you work. We thank you so much. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay. Until next time, God bless you.